This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Love is a burning thing.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. From Ann Arbor to Traverse City, we are smoking up the backyards. We're on the west side of the state doing our broadcast today. The rain's moved out. I know our friends over in Flint and Ann Arbor are getting a little rain today. Hopefully that'll subside and we can get in that Michigan-Michigan State game at 3:30 on a dry field. They're not predicting it. My Spartans are a 10-point dog, as I understand the line, so we're going to have to pick it up a little bit to make a difference down there in Ann Arbor. But a great day to tailgate, to get outside, whether it's raining or not, put up that 10-by-10 pop-up, fire up the tailgate, and make it happen. I'm Jop, and he's Bob, and you're listening to the Grillin' Guys. What's cooking, Bob?
Well, I'm looking at the radar right now, and it looks like a halfway decent day. I think there's going to be a lot of good tailgating going on. I know they're going to be having fun down in Ann Arbor. I'm kind of jonesing that we're not there.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out this year. We had great plans, but they didn't come together, so here we are, man.
You know, want to give a little shout out to my youngest child. My daughter Olivia yesterday turned 14, and she's a beauty. She's in a volleyball tournament today, and just want to wish them all the best of luck. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about some backyard hunting, parking lot, wherever you're at, techniques for meals in a pot. You know, let's do the all-time favorite. And I was talking about our cowboy buddy yesterday, Rob Russell. And he says, you know, what do you think of this chili recipe? And he's reading off all these chili recipes. And at the end of it, I said, well, they all sound pretty average. He goes, that's what I thought. These are ranked the best five chili recipes in the country. And I'm thinking, man, this country needs some new chili recipes because that stuff sucked. It's so basic. Don't open a can and a packet of anything. Give me some real chili. Let's do the dog. So anyway, when you're at deer camp, if you're out at fish camp, especially more so than tailgating because you don't want to make a mess out there, but if you have a way of taking a Dutch oven, and like you said, if you're going to head off into your blind, what a beautiful way to do it. You throw that Dutch oven right on the coals. You throw some bacon in there. Throw your meat. Now, hopefully you've got a camp deer or something, or you brought up some of last year's freezer meat.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what a Dutch oven is, because it is kind of a specialty item. Not everybody's got one of those in their house, and it's a cast iron pot generally, right?
Yeah.
And it's got a lid on it that seals pretty tight. And tell us about that technique of putting heat to the Dutch oven.
Well, now you're Dutch. Do you have one?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I think you're born with them, aren't you?
Right. Yeah, right. It was kind of part of the dowry. Yeah.
Yeah. He came out with a clang. Yeah, it's just a cast iron pot. Mine, I got the 12 quart. My big one is 12 quart, and it's got little legs on it, so, you know, you can set it sort of on the coals and keep it up off of them a little bit, or to balance it. I'm not really sure what the leg thing is for, but the lid is sort of flat, and then it's got a ridge up around the side, so you can set it in the coals, and you can put coals on top of it. Now,
so you're cooking from the top and the bottom is
exactly,
the concept, right?
Exactly, and you don't have to put it right in your fire. You know, all those coals from your fire bed, that's going to be so much heat, you might just fry the crap out of something. So the best thing to do is take your shovel, dig a little hole, take some coals out of your fire, fill that hole up with a nice small amount of coals, and then take some coals and put them on that lid. Now you can control your temperature a little better.
Right, and what you want to do there is create a slow cook, and with that cast iron pot, you're getting even heat.
Yes.
Because the cast iron will draw the heat from above and below, and it works like a little convection oven almost, but you can take it out in the woods with you.
Dude, you can do biscuits in the thing if you want.
Right.
You know, if you have a couple of them, that's when it's a really good idea, because if you've got a pot of stew or chili in one, you can do some nice biscuits and some stew. Ooh,
you know, man. I've done a pineapple upside down cake in one of those where you just take a cake mix
or dump
and you put in a can of crushed pineapple on top. You set that lid on there, and an hour later, you take it out, flip it over. You got pineapple upside down cake, just as good as you'd make at home in your oven. But anyway, let's talk about some of the recipes that you want to use in that Dutch oven besides cake.
Well, I'm going to stick with chili, and I wasn't necessarily thinking of recipes for chili, but you know, maybe some profiles for chili. I like to use like maybe five different beans when I do chili, or I'll stick with straight pinto beans. But I tend to like to use a bunch of different beans because I like throwing in a little bit of, it looks good. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Half of tasting a good meal is the looks of it. But then, of course, I'm going to use a profile that's going to give me something like cumin, thyme, heavy, not too heavy on the cumin, but thyme. I like some cayenne. I'm going to throw some chili powder in there. And probably a little touch of basil, and might go with some lemon juice at some point, but going to use whole tomatoes and cook down that meat after I browned it in whole tomatoes.
What kind of meat are you going to use?
Before I even throw the meat in there, though, I'm probably going to saute up some nice sweet onions and throw in a few, just a little bit of red or green pepper or something in there.
You can do this with your ground venison. You could do it with chunk venison if you had roast or something
anything,
of that nature.
Anything, because if you're going to cook it long enough. Now, and there's the key. Depending on how you're going to cook it and how long you're going to cook it, if you're going to put it on like at noon and then go hit the tree at 2 o'clock, you're going to want it kind of watery because you're going to have a long cook on there. And you might want to use like soaked dried beans so they have a good 4 or 5 hours to cook. If you're using canned beans, you got to be careful on putting it on too long or you're going to come back to
mush,
baby poop.
Yep. You know, one of the things that my mom always used to do to take the acidity out of the chili, and you were talking cumin, you were talking some of the spicier, you want a little bite to your chili, I know how you make it, is a little bit of sugar in there. It takes just a little bit of the acidity out. You still got the heat, but just that little bit of mm-hmm. sweet on the back end.
A lot of people like a sweeter type chili.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I don't like it. You know, there's nothing better than a cold beer and a hot bowl of chili.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the fall. Mm-hmm. You are camping, you are tailgating, you are outside in the fall when you got a cold beer and a hot cup of chili. But depending on how hot you want it, and, you know, the ladies sometimes don't want it just to bite the back of your throat. Like, I know you really like it spicy. If you're sweating, you're eating
chili.
Well,
anymore, I bring up, I like those 100% pain hot sauces. So I'll bring one of those up because I'll just, you know, nail mine to the max with some cayenne or habanero or something.
In the bowl.
Yeah, in the bowl.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Because I've been too guilty in the past of making it so hot and, you know, the kids won't eat it or whatever. A lot of people won't eat it. I'm a garbage gut.
Yeah, if you've got a good chili recipe, hit us on Facebook. Put that out there for everybody to see. That's Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys. And we'd love to check out your recipe. If we get a chance to take a look at it during the show, we'll give a shout out and we'll read your recipe. So hit us on Facebook. /TheGrillingGuys.
Yeah, now here's the final thing I do with that chili. Here's, especially if you're running it kind of soupy and you want to thicken it up, use corn flour or corn meal and thicken it with cornmeal. That maize powder adds a flavor to it that just brings it right over the top. It's crazy what that little bit of corn does to the flavor of it, but it's a great touch.
Yeah, we're going to hold off on putting that recipe up on our page, thegrillingguys.com, because you know what? There is no right recipe for chili. Give it some, just give it a chance to try to do something creative. And but coming up next, we're going to talk with our producer Brian about the Tigers and a little bit about the U of M game. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with it. It's getting better every minute.
This is The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.